this is Honest Homeopathy, where we are empowering mamas everywhere to care for their families. The information in this podcast is to be used for educational purposes only. The suggestions here should not replace the advice of your medical doctor. I am not a physician, nor am I prescribing or making healthcare decisions for you. Welcome back to Honest Homeopathy. I'm excited to be back with you this week. Thank you to everyone who tuned into my last episode where we talked about the remedy Avena Sativa and how it can help with nervous exhaustion. I want to say a quick thank you to everyone who listens faithfully to my podcast every week. If you have any questions about this or past episodes, or if you have a homeopathy story to share, please feel free to reach out to me at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. I'm not a doctor or a certified homeopath. I'm a mama who is passionate about homeopathy and caring for my family. While using homeopathy, I have seen amazing results, and I enjoy sharing the knowledge I've learned with others. Thank you again to everyone who listens and for learning and growing with me. This week, I have something special to share with you, my listeners. I had the pleasure of interviewing Kathy Diaz on the podcast this week. She is an amazing mother and grandmother who is passionate about homeopathy. She teaches a variety of study groups and is also a volunteer and leader for the organization Americans for Homeopathy Choice. I think you are really going to enjoy this interview. So here we go. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Today, we have a special guest with us, Kathy Diaz, and I am super excited for you to just hear more about her and her journey into homeopathy and just how she is working to share homeopathy with others in her community. So, welcome, Kathy.
Thank you. I'm excited, too. I think we're kindred spirits. We both have a heart to help mothers.
Yes, yes, that is my ultimate goal. I just am so thankful for homeopathy and the confidence it's given me as a mama. And I just want everybody else to have that confidence too.
I hear you. It's almost like you're compelled to share with others. You cannot not share. You have to share it. That's how
Absolutely.
I feel.
Absolutely. Yes. I agree. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I would be happy to. I am a wife and a mother of four. I've been married to my husband for 35 years now. I have two daughters who are married with their own families, and I have a daughter who's unmarried and a son who still lives at home. So four children. I have, at this time, four grandchildren, ages seven to, I guess the youngest is two, and one on the way that is due any day now. So soon to be five grandchildren.
Oh, how exciting.
Yes, we're very excited. I homeschooled my own four children. So I feel that I did a lot of my learning and self-education as I was educating my children. I do have a background in education. I studied history in college, got my bachelor's in history, and then went on to get a master's in social science education. But again, I think that my biggest season of education was when I was going through homeschooling with my own children.
Yes, absolutely. I was actually homeschooled as well. So I love it. And I plan on homeschooling my children. And I always tell my husband, my son, oldest son, he's just three right now, but we'll be reading books. And I'm like, I did not even know this. You know, I'm like learning all these things and I'm like, how did I not know this? So I'm learning so much just by reading with him.
A little bit of an example of how important homeschooling was for me as we were on our health journey and I was trying to sort out a better way to achieve health for my children. I knew there were things that I needed to learn and I was so busy homeschooling them. The only time for me to do it was right alongside them as we were homeschooling. So what we would do is in the morning after we would have breakfast, we would do our Bible reading and maybe a history lesson. And then I would pull out what I needed to learn and we would just read it out loud as a read aloud. And so we would learn about health and nutrition together. And so that was a blessing. My children learned about natural health right alongside me as we were going along. So it was neat.
That's awesome. I love that. So how did you first learn about homeopathy?
Well, I learned about homeopathy probably about 5 or 6 years ago. I've been on a journey to learn a better way for health, probably for about 25 years. But it was a kind of a long and winding road for me. My first stages of learning really had to do with nutrition and food as a means to health. After that, I learned a little bit more about other healing modalities like herbs and essential oils. And we really did achieve a much better level of health for my family as I learned these things. But it was after my grandchildren came along and they had food allergies that I realized all that I had learned up to that point really wasn't enough. And so I was praying for answers and asking the Lord to show me if there was another area of knowledge that I could look into that would help my grandchildren. And I believe He profoundly answered my prayers by opening my eyes to homeopathy. It had been there all along, but somehow I had missed it. I think I thought that homeopathy was a term that meant home remedies, or it was an umbrella term for anything holistic. And I didn't realize that it was actually a separate system of medicine based on its own set of principles. And after my prayer, I really believe God just opened my eyes and I discovered Joette Calabrese. I started reading her blogs and listening to her podcasts. So I just began studying everything I could get my hands on. And again, I just knew it. I recognized it when I saw it that this was it. This is what I was missing. And I was thrilled. And so I've been studying just passionately and trying to learn all that I can.
That is amazing that you have been able to just learn more of different ways to be able to help your family, not only, through, like you said, through nutrition, but also like finally coming to homeopathy. I feel like that is the way it was for me as well, is that I always say all the other things were like the gateway drug, to get you to homeopathy because, I was the same way. I found out about nutrition. I studied a lot about essential oils, like all these things, but I'd never heard about homeopathy. And then once I took a class, a friend of mine suggested taking a class, and I actually took a class with Melissa Crenshaw. I think you know her.
Oh, yeah, I
And
love Melissa.
yeah, and so I took my first gateway class with her. And ever since then, it's just, I've been on fire. Like, I want to know it all. So
Me
it
too, me too. My
is.
first class was with Paola Brown. She was my study group
Oh,
leader. Yeah, and it was Gateway One. And it
perfect.
was the same thing. I was just on fire. I was so excited that
Yes.
this was what I was looking for, and I didn't even know it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, what are some of the greatest like homeopathy or homeopathic medicine successes that you've seen in maybe yourself or your family?
Yeah, that's a hard one because there's so many.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just incredible. But I think really some that stand out in my mind, probably first and foremost, is my granddaughter's story. So my granddaughter Catalina is 7 years old now, and we realized as a baby that she had some serious health issues. She didn't sleep well. The doctor diagnosed her with reflux. And we just knew that she was struggling. It was not too long after that that they diagnosed her as having food allergies, and they realized that they were very serious food allergies. And then at that point, I realized that all of that information that I had learned up to that point, things like sourcing food properly and eating nutrient-dense foods and getting away from processed foods, none of that applied to Catalina because it didn't matter the quality of the food. Perfectly good foods that she should be able to tolerate. Those foods that were sacred healing foods for my children were foods that she was deathly allergic to. So she couldn't have foods like dairy or egg or nuts or just a whole series of foods that should be healthy foods and should be good for her. Would cause her to have an anaphylactic reaction. So, studying homeopathy, I learned that like heals like, and through Joette Calabrese and her Gateway classes. And then later on, I went on to take her more advanced courses like the allergic course and the good gut, bad gut course. And I began to learn homeopathic medicines that could address Catalina's issues. So one of the first remedies that I learned about was Apis mellifica.
Yes.
And Apis is a wonderful remedy for somebody who is having a reaction that involves edema, swelling of the mucous membranes. One time in particular, when Catalina was about 2 years old, we were at a family gathering and we were having a special dessert. A family member inadvertently gave Catalina a taste of the food, not realizing that she was allergic to it. Immediately, she started to have an anaphylactic reaction. My son-in-law, my daughter, and I scooped her up and we took her inside the apartment. And my son-in-law went for the EpiPen, which was in the diaper bag, and I grabbed my homeopathy kit. My daughter was holding her and she was gagging and she was crying. And she was just emotionally upset and physically in distress. I gave her a pellet of the Apis 200 that was in my kit. And immediately we saw that her emotional state changed and the panic started to just melt away. And just within minutes, we watched her physical symptoms resolve as well. So by the time my son-in-law came from getting the EpiPen out of the diaper bag into the bathroom where we were, the Apis mellifica had already begun to act and the symptoms were resolving and melting away right in front of our eyes. So we did not need to use the EpiPen that day. The Apis just brought the swelling down and she was able to just completely come right back to normal. She's now 7, and Amelia, I can tell you that she has been exposed to allergens frequently on many occasions, as children, you know, are prone to do. And any time that she's had a reaction, we've been able to handle it with homeopathic medicines, and she's never had to use the EpiPen, and she's never been admitted to the hospital due to her allergies. And her primary remedy that we've used again and again is Apis mellifica. So I would probably have to say that that is my most favorite homeopathic medicine, Apis mellifica.
Absolutely. Wow. I mean, if you weren't a believer in homeopathy before that, then after seeing that happen, I can't imagine. Oh, my goodness. So is that a remedy that I would assume your daughter keeps with her all the time?
Each of us carries Apis with us at all times to make sure that we have it just in case. And I actually have a piece of paper on my refrigerator with Catalina's allergens written on the paper. And then right below that is Apis mellifica. If it's mild, 200 C, if it's more severe, 1 M or even 10 M. We've used it a few times just because, you know, her reaction was severe. But again, it has each time it has handled the symptoms and we've been able to get through it without any problems whatsoever using Apis.
That is incredible. That really is just amazing.
It really is. It was an answer to my prayers and a godsend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you have any other stories that you wanted to share?
I could, like I said, I could share so many. I tried to just think of a few really key stories. So another grandchild, my youngest grandson, was born colicky and he had constipation. He was a breech baby. And so he was born by emergency C-section. And of course, you know, that requires medications and antibiotics and such. And he was born with some digestive issues. And we used the colic protocol that Joette teaches on her blog. And it really just resolved in a matter of weeks, his constipation and his colic. Interestingly enough, after his digestive issues resolved, we saw that his skin broke out in into eczema and he had a rash all over his body. Thankfully, I had learned in the Gateway classes about the direction of cure and the idea that the body will heal from the inside out and that the body will heal from the inside out. My daughter had also gone through the Gateway class as well. And so we saw the eczema as a good thing, and we saw it as being progress toward health. We actually were questioned and even maybe even pressured a little bit by well-meaning other family members who thought maybe we should be using some medication on his skin to help resolve the skin issues. But because we had taken the gateway classes and understood that the body will push a pathology outward, we decided to just follow the symptoms. And so what we did was we treated the eczema with homeopathy. It did take a number of months, but we gradually saw his skin improve. And by the time he was a year old, his skin was beautiful. And so we saw not only his digestive issues resolve, but after a number of months, we saw his skin issues completely resolve as well. So homeopathy never suppresses, but it does assist. And that's exactly what we saw with my grandson. By using homeopathy, by following the symptoms as our guide, the body was able to complete the healing process. And now he's a healthy little boy without any other symptoms. And he's just doing great. So I'm very grateful for homeopathy.
Absolutely. And I love those stories that you shared because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they're very skeptical of homeopathy and they'll say, you know, things like, oh, it's just placebo or all these things. But the stories you just shared are in babies and little children that can't fake it, you know, like,
right.
It was definitely working. And I just love that. And how powerful just to see that in your grandchildren. And I know that you as a grandmother, my mom always tells me, she's like, one day, Amelia, she's like, when you're a grandmother, she's like, you will just, there's a deeper kind of love that comes from being a grandmother.
It's so true. It is so true.
And she just said, you know, like, it's just so special. And I know that just means so much to you to have, you know, discovered and found out about homeopathy and that you're being able to see it make your grandchildren's lives better.
Absolutely. It is precious. Again, have mentioned that my family has allergies. The grandchildren have the food allergies, but my husband and my children had environmental allergies. And even though we were able to really manage them well by getting away from processed foods and being really careful with our diet, I live in Florida, and a couple times a year, the pollen is just really, really intense. And so my husband still would struggle with those environmental allergies. And after taking Joette's allergic course, I was really able to get a handle on being able to use those allergy symptoms to choose the homeopathic medicines that were appropriate. And we've been able to just uproot his environmental allergies as well. So not only have I been able to help my grandchildren, I've helped my husband. I'll mention also that my mom is 80. She turned 80 this year, and she was struggling with some arthritis and joint pain and stiffness. And I've been able to help her resolve her pain and her stiffness with homeopathy. We had actually even gone to the doctor, and the doctor was recommending some medication that was going to suppress her immune system in order to bring inflammation down. And I didn't like the sound of that. I talked to her about trying homeopathy, and she was definitely willing to give it a try. And she's been thrilled that homeopathy has been so helpful in uprooting her pain and her stiffness. And she's one of my biggest fans, and she encourages everybody she knows to learn homeopathy and to take a class and go through a gateway group so that they can learn homeopathy as well.
I love that. You're helping everyone in your family. That's so good. From the youngest to the oldest.
Exactly. From the youngest to the oldest. That's right.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So I know you volunteer with Americans for Homeopathy Choice. So can you tell us a little bit about the organization and then tell us about your role as leader of the state captains?
Yes, I'd be very happy to. So backing up to when I discovered homeopathy several years ago, I was taking my first study group with my study group leader, Paola Brown. And as I'm learning about homeopathy, I'm realizing this is what I've been looking for. This is exactly what I needed. And this is an answer to my prayers. I also learned that the FDA had come out with some new restrictions. The FDA had actually protected homeopathy going back to the 1930s. Homeopathy was written into the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act as a separate system of medicine, and it has been regulated and protected by the FDA ever since. until 2017, when the FDA decided to come out with a draft guidance that reclassified homeopathic medicines as unapproved new drugs. And I have told them my stories. I've told them how important homeopathy is to myself and my family and many other families like mine. And so what that has meant is I've had an ongoing relationship with these offices, and they know me, they know my story, they know it's important to me. And I give them updates every month. I meet with them on occasion to let them know our progress. And it's been great because they understand the value of homeopathic medicines for me as a constituent. And they've actually stepped forward and started to do what they can to help. So where we are now in the process, in this past December 2022, FDA finalized the guidance. And so what it did was it officially reclassified homeopathic medicines as unapproved new drugs. So at this point, we're looking for a long-term legislative solution. We are working with Congress to draft legislation and to garner support and build a coalition of support for legislation and eventually pass legislation that will protect the legal status of homeopathic medicines. It's a marathon and not a sprint. It really takes a long time to get legislation passed in our country because of the way our system is set up. And that's really a good thing. We don't want random legislation to be passed on a whim. So it's important that all parties come together and all stakeholders come together, and that we have something that is well done, and that we build support for it, and that we get it passed with a large body of support. So that's what we're doing right now. My role as a volunteer and member of Americans for Homeopathy Choice at this point is I am a grassroots volunteer who works with my congressional offices in both my U.S. representative's office and my senator's. I'm also on the leadership team. And so what that means is I help coordinate the volunteers across the country. I specifically work with the state captains in each of the states. I work with recruiting and onboarding and training the state captains, but also with meeting with the state captains on a regular basis to help train and encourage them and equip them so that they can train and equip and manage their teams in each of our states. So it's an ongoing work. It's a labor of love, but we are making progress, and it is exciting. It's exciting to be part of a positive change for good. And I know that I am passionate about taking this to the finish line and working hard until we get this accomplished, because it is so important that we keep access to these medicines for our families, but also for the future, for people who don't even realize that they need homeopathy, like our children, our grandchildren, and those who haven't even yet discovered homeopathy.
Absolutely. I didn't realize that you had been a part of the organization since the beginning. So that's awesome. So I joined the organization last year, and it was sort of exactly what you said. It was this just passion within me that I want every single homeopathic medicine to be accessible to my children one day. And I almost felt guilty if I didn't do something to help. And just Americans for Homeopathy Choice, they make it so easy. Like, y'all do such an amazing job. It is like a well-oiled machine. It's so organized. Like, I love being a part of the HAT team. So can you tell us a little bit about the HAT team and when, like, registration would open, if anyone is possibly interested in joining and volunteering with Americans for Homeopathy Choice?
Yes. So if you are interested in learning more about Americans for Homeopathy Choice, you can go to our website, homeopathychoice.org, and you can read a little bit about the history of homeopathy. You can read about what we're doing, and then you can get involved. And there are various ways to get involved. You can just sign up for our free membership, which will put you on our email list. And that way you will receive updates and breaking news. And you'll also receive any public calls to action. Occasionally we'll need maybe a petition signed or something like that. And so that's a really great way to get involved. Another thing that you can do is you can join the HAT team. The HAT team stands for the Homeopathy Action Team. And we are basically the advocacy team that is working with Congress to get legislation passed that will protect the legal status of homeopathic medicines. So when you join the HAT team, you are trained. We hold your hand every step of the way, and we really do make it easy. Most of us are moms and grandmothers. We're busy, and we need to do this around our life, so we don't have a lot of extra time. So we make it very simple. So we give you bite-sized training that you can do in your spare time, and we hold your hand every step of the way as we train you to be able to meet with your congressional offices and educate and inform your staffers and build a relationship with those offices. Our enrollment opens in the fall, so you can watch for that. You actually can sign up for the waiting list now, and we will let you know when enrollment opens up. We usually open enrollment in September, and then we get you onboarded. We introduce you to your state captain, and by the end of September, we will be working through our training modules. Normally, we take the holidays off, and then we start in January moving through our training as we prepare for Homeopathy on the Hill, which happens in the spring. So it's, again, it's easy. It's doable. It does take dedication, but it is something that is very worthwhile and very worth your time. We are a very strong community who really loves homeopathy, and we've actually built a friendship amongst one another as we're working together to accomplish our goal. So I really do encourage you to check it out and consider joining. You can go to the website homeopathychoice.org and learn more about it.
Yes, it is. It's just a great organization. I'm so thankful to be a part of it. And so any of my listeners, please, if you are interested in being a part of this team and working to protect this medicine, please look into Americans for Homeopathy Choice and consider being a member of the HAT team. So, Kathy, I know that you have and maybe are currently teaching some study groups or have some homeopathy classes. Do you have anything going on currently or planned for the future that you wanted to tell the listeners about?
Yes. So I do lead study groups. I just wrapped up a series of study groups that I had started in January. So we've gone through allergic, good gut, bad gut, antibiotic alternative. I did Gateway 1 second edition, and just last week we wrapped up Survivalist. So we've just had some really great study groups going on. I am taking the summer off. I have a new grandbaby that is due any day now, and so I will be spending time with helping with the grandbaby and just having time for family over the summer. But I'll be teaching again in the fall. The best way for folks to find me and to inquire about my study groups is to go to my blog. I blog at motheringstrength.com. You can find me on Facebook as well with the same name, Mothering Strength with Kathy Diaz. And you can get on my email list, and that way you can be kept up to date on when I'm offering my next study groups. So right now, the plan is I will be leading Gateway for sure in the fall, and then I will let my study group members know about any other upcoming study groups that I'll be teaching probably after the holidays. So do look for me on motheringstrength.com, get on my email list, and that way you can be kept up to date on whatever study groups I have coming up.
Perfect. Yeah. And I will make sure that I include the link for your blog in our show notes so that the listeners can easily access that and be able to join your email list. All right. Perfect. Okay, Kathy. Well, I am so thankful that you've been with us today and just for everything you've shared. So I did want to ask you one more question. So if you could share one holistic health tip that you think everyone should follow to lead a healthy life, what would it be?
I think the best thing that you can do is to prepare. And when I say that, that could encompass any number of things. But if you're listening to this podcast right now, you are on the right track. That's what I did. I started by listening to podcasts, by reading blogs. Take a course if you're able. Own a homeopathy kit. own a cell salt kit. If you don't know what those are, you can do a search online. You can look at Joette's website and start reading her blog and do a Google search and find out what those things are. And you will start to learn. Don't wait until you need it, but prepare ahead of time. Joette says, be prepared, not scared. And I found that is so, so true. When you've prepared and you've planned ahead, it just makes a world of difference, and you're ready for whatever comes. And if you don't mind, Amelia, I'd like to leave you with a scripture verse that kind of summarizes that, if that's okay.
I would absolutely love that.
Okay, so in Proverbs, it talks about the Proverbs 31 woman, and she's a woman of God who really does her due diligence to seek the Lord and to care for her family. And it says in Proverbs 31, verse 27, that she looks well to the ways of her household. And I really love that. She's thinking ahead, she's planning, and she's caring for her family and her household. And in verse 25, it says that she is clothed with strength and dignity, and she can laugh at the days to come. And I really just love that, and I took it to heart. I've really prayed to be that kind of a woman, that if I prepare, if I plan, if I do my due diligence to care for my family, that I don't have to fret and I don't have to fear about the future. Just have faith in the Lord and know that all will be well. We can laugh at the days to come. So I would just urge you to do what you can now to prepare, have faith, and just know that you can have confidence that all will be well and that you can laugh at the days to come.
Yes. Amen. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that, Kathy. That's the best advice that anyone can give. Ultimately, you know, trusting in the Lord, but also using the tools and the things that He's given us to care for our families. And I just love that so much. Thank you so much for sharing. And thank you so much for taking the time to be on the podcast today and just to share your knowledge and what you've experienced using homeopathy with you and your family.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Amelia. I love what you're doing. God bless you as you reach out and help other mamas. I think it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing that you're doing.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to today's episode. If you have any questions about homeopathy or anything I've mentioned in today's episode or a story you would like to share, please feel free to reach out to me at honesthomeopathypodcast@gmail.com. If you're enjoying the podcast, I encourage you to take a minute to leave a review and to share this podcast with others you know. If you leave a review, don't forget to shoot me an email and I will send you my free homeopathy gift. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.
This is Honest Homeopathy. Thank you for listening. Mamas everywhere, I hope you feel empowered to care for your family.
Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and please leave a review. We have a new podcast coming out every Monday to help you on your journey of homeopathy. I'll see you next time.